This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And now for something completely different. Joining me on the line right now is Kim Tran. Kim is the owner and event coordinator for New Orleans Drifters. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely welcome, man. Thanks for making time today. Okay, so the way that I've been kind of framing this story for our audience is that New Orleans Drifters is an organization that's trying to kind of professionalize street racing in New Orleans so that everybody can enjoy it. But I don't know if I'm actually kind of using the right term there. Is it street racing? Is that what you guys do? Drifting is kind of a different thing. In your words, tell us what New Orleans Drifters does.
It's kind of, you're on the right path. So drifting is a type of motorsports. You know, it's originated in Japan. And that's what we do. We host drift events so that people have a safe place and a confined place to do it.
Great. So, if people hear about this and they picture, like, what happens in The Fast and the Furious, is that closer or farther away from what we see at your events?
Yeah, pretty much Fast and Furious 2, Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift, right, yeah.
Yep.
Great. Okay, well, what inspired you to create a space for these sort of organized street? And let me guess also, so when we say, like, a street takeover, that would be where people come out with their cars, they put the word out on social media, they say, hey, we're all going to be at, you know, the corner of Franklin and, St. Claude or something. And then people will do the burnouts and they'll do the donuts and whatever. We call that a street takeover. What do you call it when you have that event, like in an organized space where it's like a ticketed event? How do you describe that?
We basically just call our events drifting events. You know, takeovers is a little bit of drifting, but it's not everything we do. You know, what we do at events, it incorporates like speed, you know, skill, shifting of gears, braking, acceleration. All the things that they're doing at the takeovers are just kind of like, you know, cutting up, showboating, doing donuts, acting a fool and stuff like that.
Okay.
So we have a little bit more rules and regulations to go by. And all that, you know, just to make a safe, fun learning environment for anybody, pretty much.
So what New Orleans at your drift event, you give people points for the skill in which they're able to drift and do these different sort of tricks with their cars?
So we have competition events and non-competition events. So non-competition events are pretty much practice days. Anybody with a car could come sign up. You basically have the track all day long to drive. So from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you drive as much as you can until you run out of tires, your car breaks down, or anything like that. So, you know, with our experienced drivers, we have people at the events to show all the non-experienced drivers, you know, what to do. It's a community-based thing. So, like, let's say if you're new and I'm experienced, and you have a car like mine, I could jump in your car and show you how to, you know, do things, or you could just take a ride in my car, look at the way I initiate certain drifts, how fast am I going, what techniques I'm using, and things of that nature. So, you know, it's a little bit more detailed, but that's basically the gist of things at our events. It's just an open practice on practice days and then competition days. It's more geared towards experienced people that want to compete and, you know, and get points and then have some kind of ranking system.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so tell us about how one of these drift events is typically structured. Like, if I'm going to a drift event, you know, what should I expect in terms of how much money I'm going to spend, what kind of activities, entertainment's going to be available? Kind of pitch me on that.
Sure. So our events are open to any level of driving, from beginners to, you know, veterans or experienced or pros. Typically, you just come on our website, nodrift.com, N-O-D-R-F-T.com, sign up as a registered driver. From there, you just, you know, on our event days to show up. We have a calendared time. So let's say gates open at 7. We have a driver's meeting at 8:45. So as long as from 7 to 8:45 you get there, you know, kind of unload your car, settle down, we'll get you signed up for in-person driving. We'll go through a full driver's meeting with everybody, talk about the rules, you know, the do's and don'ts, how to act on course, what to do, what not to do. And then pretty much after that, at 9 o'clock, we just open the track and cars line up and you just drive all day long. For more structured learning, you know, that people that need, you know, one-on-one base, we have experienced drivers like myself. I've been doing this for like 15 plus years. I have to give out one-on-one lessons, jump in people's cars and show them what to do. But pretty much we set up a course at each event, and the course, you know, it's pretty much set up with cones and chalk. So it's in a big old open skid pad at Nolan Motorsports. And you just drive the course until you learn the entire course, how to drift certain turns. We advise for new people, you know, not to try to learn the entire course off the bat. Just take one turn at a time, you know, until you get it, and then you can kind of connect the entire thing.
Yeah.
That's basically it. It's pretty much just open driving all day long.
You guys you got food trucks out there or something? You, like, get a bite to eat? You got a bouncy castle for the kids? Like, how elaborate are these events beyond just what's happening with the cars?
Sure. So, for drifting-wise, we offer the drifting space. We do contact some of the local food trucks. Lately, we've been having Mo Fries come through. They've been coming through pretty consistently. And then Full Bistro and Extreme Food and Treats to Go. There are some, you know, local food trucks that's from the West Bank that usually come out. As far as other entertainment, Northern Motorsports have a great facility. So, you know, you go there one weekend to watch just drift. They might have some regular car racing on the North Track. If you have some kids, you could probably take them to the go-kart track where they have, like, axe throwing, a bunch of arcade games, and then go-karting. So the facility where we host our drift events have an abundant array of other entertainment for, you know, just not just drifters. Like, anybody that's, like, a motorsports fan could have fun out there.
Great. And you did mention the NOLA Motorsports Park. That's where all these drift events are going down?
Yeah, that's pretty much our home track right now. You know, it's in our backyard. We do have another track in Donaldsonville called No Problem Raceway that sometimes we host drift events out there too.
Yeah. Great. I just want to make sure we highlight that so people know this is a legal, sanctioned, organized, ticketed event. You know, this is a really far cry from the stuff you see on the, you know, on the 6 o'clock news where people are, you know, spinning out, you know, in our neighborhoods. Totally, totally different thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know you had an event quite recently that was just for the ladies. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So last week on September 14th, it was our first ever ladies event. It was called Crudy Femme. It's hosted by Melanie Richard. She's one of our experienced 350Z drivers. She pretty much, you know, hosted an all-day ladies event where it was just ladies driving. We had sold out all the driver spots at 28 women, and they all range from all of the Gulf Coast South, like from Orlando, and I think as far as Austin, we had drivers coming from. So it was a very fun event. All the ladies had a great time. No one really had any issues with cars. I think Melanie sold out all of her merchandise. So it was, you know, it was one for the books, and we're for sure going to do another one next year.
Great. I love it. Okay, so in my imagination, Kim, you have kind of two or maybe even more, two groups of people you really need to reach out to. And I would say that group A is the people who are doing those, you know, I'll say disorganized, illegal, unsanctioned street drifting events in our neighborhoods. You got to reach out to those people and say, hey, if you love doing that, you know, on St. Claude Avenue, you're really going to love doing it over at NOLA Motorsports. You got to reach out to those folks. But then you got to reach out to people who all they know about those events is that they're illegal and dangerous and everyone hates them. But they might really love to come out with their family to the NOLA Motorsports Park and watch these guys and gals do what they do out there. So what's your method of communicating with the first group, for example? Like, how do you reach out to the people in the underground street racing drifting scene? How do you reach out to them and let them know, hey, there's a place where you can come do this safely in a competition setting? You know, maybe you can get prizes and get some notoriety and learn something you didn't know before. How do you reach those folks?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ian. So we use social media to the full extent, from, you know, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, all that stuff. We also have a Facebook group page where it's called NOLA Drifters. We have over 3,000 members there. And we are constantly getting just random members trying to become part of the group. And a lot of lately, I think this year and last year, it has been a lot of, I guess, takeover, if you want to call it, drivers. So we have been getting some transition of those people into our events, which is good. But other than that, you know, I don't personally go out to those events, so I'm not going to be out there, you know, trying to, like, promote my events.
Yeah.
Things like that. You know, I used to do that when I was a kid back in the day, but it wasn't as crazy as it is today. Mm-hmm. So it's just now, since I'm older, I just try to stay away from those places. But for the people that are a part of those groups that come to our events, we usually just kind of have them be our voice and try to, you know, bring their people into our events. As, you know, as a more communal type of way of being a culture instead of just a looking down upon culture out there on the streets.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Great. Okay, so for people who aren't already sort of initiated or in the scene, you know, you would recommend your Facebook page, your website. If there's people listening right now and they say, oh, you know what, this actually sounds like a damn good time, I'm going to go check out one of these drift events. Where do they go? What do they do?
So first, they could go on our website, nodrift.com, N-O-D-R-F-T.com. We have a full schedule listed there. They could, you know, Instagram, Facebook, NoDrift too. We also post on there all the time. Our next event will be October 26th and 27th. It's a two-day event. So one of the first days will be a practice day, and the second day is a competition. And on our two-day events, we always encourage, you know, friends and family to come out. It's always a good time because you have all kind of different levels of driving and entertainment that you could be a part of. For people to come out to spectate, we don't charge for you to come watch. So it's entirely free.
Nice.
Even if you want to ride in the car, all we ask is you can bring a helmet so that you can just jump in a car and go. now, when you ride with someone, it is, you know, based on the driver's discretion. So they just kind of in the zone trying to, like, work on their own thing. They might just want that. But you have we usually have, like, 50-plus cars that you could just pick and choose and jump into. So that's no problem.
That's awesome.
We do have loaner helmets, which are limited. So that's why sometimes we ask people to bring their own helmet. That way you're not sharing helmets with other people, too.
Fascinating. Man, I love this.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. A couple other quick questions I'm getting on the text line here. Here's one, a text message that says, what kind of insurance does one need to participate in drifting?
You only need whatever insurance you need to drive the car on the street. Mm-hmm. So, like, all my cars are liability. So, I drive my car to the track, you know, I load it with tires, I drift, and I go home. So, it could be very affordable if you make it affordable for yourself. You know, you don't have to go out and buy, like, a truck and a trailer and all this stuff just to get into it. You know, if you're kind of new and want to check it out, you have a car that's like, oh, it's rear-wheel drive, it's manual, let me just try this. I just suggest bring it out, check out some of the events, and if it's something that you think you like to do, you know, just kind of sign up for an event and try it out.
Very cool. I thought this was very interesting. Thank you so much, Kim, for being a part of the show today. That next event is October what now?
October 26th and 27th at NOLA Motorsports.
Great. Okay, we'll keep an eye out for that, and we'll let people know about it again as we get closer to it. Anything else you want our folks to know before we let you go?
Oh, yeah. I do want to talk about, we have an annual end-of-the-year event called End-of-Year Bash. That is basically our extravaganza event at NOLA Motorsports. It's also 2 days, and this year is December 14th, 15th. We typically have drivers from all over the U.S. come out. On Saturday, we usually have over 12 hours of drifting, so we'll start at 9, probably don't end to like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. You know, after that night, it's a little like driver's party session. And then we start all over again the next day on Sunday.
Wow.
So
cool.
Anybody out there that can't make the October event, you definitely should want to make the end of year bash on December 14th, 15th. That'll be, you know, kind of like the grand finale before.
Yeah.
When you
great.
End of year in a new house.
Very cool. All right. You can learn more at their website, NODRFT.com. No drift without the I. Or you can also just look for them on social media. New Orleans Drifters. Kim Tran is my guest, the owner and event coordinator for New Orleans Drifters. This was really fun. A nice change of pace for us in a busy political season. Thank you so much, brother. Good luck out there.
Thank you, Ian.
Absolutely right. Okay. We'll step away here and come back. I got room for a couple more calls and texts before we step away. I'll see if I have any more delicious prison food recipes over here. I don't know, man. Don't microwave Dorito bags. That seems a little whack.